Context. In 1997, at this stage in my career at the U.S. Department of Prominence, I had transitioned from a receptionist to a communications and telecommunications specialist. I transmitted delicate documents in large telecommunications machines. I worked the 3:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. shift and caught the bus home, which dropped me off in front of my apartment complex. I felt safe because my apartment was in front of the bus stop. As I was walking in from the bus stop, my so-called friend and assailant, Gavin, noticed me and invited me to share a cognac drink. I agreed and asked him to come to my place for the cocktail. Now, when I reflect on my life, I often wonder if it was by chance that Gavin saw me coming home, or if he was already plotting his treacherous deed against me that night. The assault. As I invoked the name of Christ Jesus, struggling against my attacker's hold on my hair, he immediately released his hold on my hair and crumpled to the floor in agony. I managed to escape my assailant, unlocked my apartment door, and sprinted out as quickly as my legs could carry me. Jeffrey. My other male friend, Jeffrey, who was married and lived in the same apartment complex, would occasionally wait for me in the parking lot near my building, as he knew my work schedule. However, on that particular night, he was not there. Although I sensed that Jeffrey had feelings for me, he never made any advances for sex. I was grateful for this, as I hold marriage in high regard as a sacred union ordained by God. My late aunt's teachings resonated with me, cautioning against becoming involved romantically with a married man, as she and I both believed it would only lead to harm and negative consequences. Shocked. Just then, as I escaped from my attacker, Jeffrey entered the building and intended to visit me. Still in a state of shock upon seeing Jeffrey, I blurted out, "Gavin tried to assault me, but I fought back. He's lying on my apartment floor. I don't know if he's dead or alive." Jeffrey responded, "Stay here while I go and check." Overwhelmed with shock after the assault, I hesitated, torn between waiting to see if Gavin was alive or dead. So I bolted out of the apartment building and ran, pushing myself to keep going, until I stumbled upon a large bush where I could hide and catch my breath. As I hid behind the bush under the cover of darkness, I was panting heavily and sobbing uncontrollably. A chilling sense of dread enveloped me as I faced the terrifying truth that I might have taken my attacker's life. Tune in tomorrow, where mischief never sleeps. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards' Diaries.